Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Unz. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it made some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Oberst, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
So, we're all self-quarantining, right? Mm-hmm. We're staying home as much as possible, only going out for necessary, like, needs, right? Groceries, that's it, right?
Food, okay. Basically.
Food, that's it. In this time, you and I have been doing something new, which is playing Animal Crossing on the Switch, and it has been so fun. I've been so addicted. I've had the game for 6 days. And I played like all day today. And like, it's getting bad. You texted me a couple days ago. You were like, I need to do something else besides Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm quarantining with my sister, and she has the Switch and everything. And so when I found out she had Animal Crossing, I got super excited. And yeah, I've been playing it way too much, and it really just pulls you in. Like, even Corey, who doesn't really play video games, he's like, I just got sucked in. Like, he was determined to like make a forest by his like little tent and stuff.
There's always something to do. There's like, you start doing something and then you do a bunch of other things. And, but what's really cool about what we got to do was we got to hang out with like two listeners, two iconics, at your island and also at my island yesterday. That was very fucking cool.
Really cool. The night that we ended up doing it for the first time, Nathan came over first, and I had like a meteor shower that night. And so it was really cool because all three of us were standing on the cliff, and like, we turned around and like, we caught the, like, we wished on these like shooting stars and stuff. And it was just really cute.
Yes, and it was so cute.
And Nathan said, "Microcosmos." I'm like, no. Oh.
We were, it was so funny because he obviously is a pro, and he was texting back in the chat on this game so quickly, and we're so slow and so delayed and like typos and whatever. And we both, right after he said Microcosmos with even like a crying face, we both texted back like, OMG, no.
No, like that's all we could get out. Yeah. But it has been really fun, and it's definitely been a great way to relax and kind of enjoy quarantine a little bit more. But it is very addictive, and I have spent hours on like upon hours of just playing Animal Crossing.
Yeah, it's been super great. It's a great way to pass the time. So like, guys, if you are also playing Animal Crossing, add us. You know, we tweeted our friend codes. Add us as a friend.
Yeah.
She's playing as Taeyong. I'm playing as Jimin. Mm-hmm. It's super cute.
You know,
come hang out with us. Yeah. On that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, can someone please write a BTS quarantine fanfic in which the reader is quarantining with them? Ooh. I'm just putting this out into the world because it would be amazing.
That would be amazing. There's a lot of things that could happen during quarantine.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or I cannot tell you how long I've waited to talk about Paradise and just how much she has been slept on.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. So if you're here for that, then you're in the right place. Because today, as our bonus episode celebrating 400 reviews on iTunes, we are discussing BTS songs that we consider to be underrated. And many other people, many other armies consider them to be underrated as well. So we definitely mm-hmm. want to know what you guys think. And then this topic was voted as the winner by Iconics on Twitter and Instagram. So if you want to be part of voting for the next bonus episode in the future, be sure to follow us.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into it, we do want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links and pictures, in this document we have a bunch of different songs and videos linked. It's pretty amazing. Then you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts. It's only a dollar a month to get mm-hmm. all four documents, a month, and it's pretty great.
Yeah. And especially this document has wonderful links to all of the songs for like live performances and such, which was really fun for the research for us, is to like watch like old stages and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Or if you'd want to support us in a different way, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support, again, is super appreciated, guys. Thanks for being here. And thank you again for 400 reviews on iTunes.
Yes. And also thank you guys for supporting our charity of the month, the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, along with us. We are super passionate about this cause, about helping people who have been victims of domestic violence and also learning about the signs of domestic abuse and trauma. Please donate along with us if you're able to by going to ncadv.org/donate, or you can donate through the link in the description.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about an overview for this episode. So this is our underrated songs episode. And really, we're just going to go through all the songs that we consider to be underrated. We'll talk about why they're underrated, what makes the song so good. But we do want to just put this out here that it's very subjective. And we kind of realized this a lot when we went in to go do research. Originally, Kayla and I separately came up with our own lists of underrated songs. But it's just really up to the person how you classify underrated. But we really have quite a lengthy list here. So if you have a song that you think is underrated that wasn't talked about, feel free to tweet at us, DM us, whatever. We'd just love to hear and know. Retweet you and just like strike up some conversation in the Twitter sphere, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
But we do have a good amount of songs here, and we're like super excited to finally talk about these songs.
Mm-hmm. We did have some difficulties at the beginning of research, just trying to bring our two very different ideas of what underrated are together. And I think we did that, but everybody, like, this is so subjective. So, these to us are underrated, and they might be underrated for all different reasons. So we'll just kind of get into it song by song.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first song that I have here on the list is Like or I Like It from Too Cool for School. I think we can all agree that this song is fucking great.
It's incredible.
It's been performed on and off, right? They put out like for Armypedia last summer, they had a little performance of it. They actually performed it during one of their debut comeback stages. So it's been performed.
It has been, yeah. I would say I think the reason why we classify it as underrated is because it is on their first album. Like, it was from when they debuted. So it's really just not performed or brought back very often. But like you said, with Armypedia, we did get it again. So this was one of those where, like, is it really underrated? Because it has been performed. It does get a lot of love. But we just put it on there because we feel like it doesn't get the love that it deserves. Like, it's an incredible song. I really feel like I'm just being serenaded by BTS when I hear this song.
I feel like it's underrated because we're not talking about it. It's one of those songs that it's great. It's loved. Like, everybody knows it and has given it some time, but it just kind of is getting overshadowed by everything else.
The newer stuff.
All of their other music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, definitely a classic and such a good song. Definitely underrated.
Yes. So the next song that we have on the list is If I Ruled the World. And this song, I do think, gets a good amount of love, but also really not as much as I would expect it to. This is a call and response song, and it is really fun. It's really, really fun. You get a lot of growly BTS. It's like prime army BTS interaction when they do perform this. We did find them performing this, and it was like Epilogue Japan Edition 2016. Mm-hmm. So somewhat recent, but still not all that recent.
I mean, 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think, man, the YouTube series, Burn the Stage YouTube series, they did have If I Ruled the World, like, as part of the, like, mixed into that documentary of BTS, which I thought was a little random because I'm like, that song really isn't, you don't hear it very often. So,
yeah,
but it is such a fun song.
It's such a fun song. It's not one that they're like likely to get asked about, you know, but it's a great song. And I think they put it in there. And those of us who really know it and enjoy it, we're like, hey, look, it's that song again.
Mm-hmm.
So the next song is Coffee. And I feel like we truly feel like this song will be forever underrated, no matter how much attention it gets, because it's so incredible. Like, they're serenading us the entire time. This song was only performed a couple times, like 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking into the meaning of this song when we talked about it for our favorite BTS songs episode. And just like all of the symbolism and the, like, the metaphors having to do with different coffee drinks that you can have and relating that to a relationship and, like, the stages of like, the song is so fucking lyrically good, and it's on such an early album. And oh my god, and like,
it's on Oh Are You Late Too.
Yes.
And the lyrics are like caramel macchiato and cafe latte, but it's also so sweet, and like you said, it's like they're serenading you because they're singing like Baby and Tonight Baby. It's a wonderful song, and definitely I think one of the most underrated songs for BTS for sure.
Another song from that album that I think is underrated is Hip Hop File, and I mainly think this because BTS has gotten a lot of shit over the years for, like, how can you say to that you like hip hop? How can you call yourself rappers? How can you call yourself idols? Like, blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. Literally in this song, early album, they are laying out why they love hip hop and, like, why it's affected them to this point that they want to make hip hop music. Mm-hmm. And I just love it. And I think it should be talked about more. So it's underrated.
It really, I do feel that it is underrated. And this is coming from someone who, if I'm being totally honest here, Hip Hop File is not one of the songs that I listen to very much. But
if I said, hey, name some songs on Dark and Wild, would you ever mention this song?
I, you know, I know that it's on Dark and Wild, but I probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't. But this is one of those songs that I think a lot of armies really do love and really agree that this is underrated and it gets slept on. I definitely know that there's iconics who have like tweeted about it, who are like, this song deserves more love. And when we went in and watched a live performance of Hip Hop File, I was like, wow, this really is like so fun. Why do I not listen to this song more? Why have I not watched a live performance of it before? Because it's one of those fun, like interactive BTS army songs again, where they're kind of being growly, they're having fun, they're just enjoying like hanging out and interacting with ARMY and the crowd.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So the next song that we have on here is Jump. This is on School Love Affair, I'm pretty sure. And this song is barely performed. Like, it's literally, it's been performed like once or twice or something like that. But when it was released originally, I think it did get like a comeback stage. But I feel like Jump is really slept on too. And this happens to be, I've mentioned this before, but this is Corey's all-time favorite BTS song, which at first I thought was really random. But now that like I've grown to like really love a lot of the songs from School Love Affair, it's, I think, one of their best albums. But Jump, I'm like, wow, it really deserves more love. I think it is one of the most underrated songs. But if you guys are patrons, definitely check out this performance of Jump that we have linked. It has incredible choreography. Like, it is old school hip hop. It's fun. It's aggressive. It's growly. And, you know, kind of like Hip Hop File has some of those vibes too, but Jump has like really great choreo that I never really gave the time to watch.
No, like never even thought about. And we were blown away when we watched it.
So the next song we have is Let Me Know from Dark and Wild. And this song is one of those, it's one of those slower songs. And I do feel that it's maybe a little bit more well known than some of the other underrated songs on this list. I do think it gets a decent amount of love, but I think the reason it's underrated is because it's a little bit slower of a song. Like when you see them perform this song, they're usually like sitting in chairs and they're just rapping and singing and really focusing on like vocals and their skill. So I think that's maybe why it's not brought forth as much, because there's not like really crazy choreography.
But there's like, man, there are some amazing vocals and incredible rap in this song. Like there's like that really amazing high note too.
Yeah, like, that Jin sings. Yeah. And the rappers are extremely vulnerable and passionate with all their verses. The lyrics of Let Me Know is lyrically heavy. Like this is one of the most passionate songs I feel that BTS has ever written. And it's just gorgeous. Like it's really, it deserves more love. It's an incredible song.
Yeah. Jin's fucking vocals in that song. Like really. So another song from Dark and Wild that
Dark and Wild is underrated. Slept on.
Dark and Wild. I mean, because you know what it was? Dark and Wild, like, I think maybe it's just when we became armies in like 2017. But when we think of Dark and Wild, we just think of like the hit tracks. Mm-hmm. And those ones like really like War of Hormone,
Danger.
Oh my God. Like those two songs really like outshine everything else.
Mm-hmm. But it's a massive album.
Coming in from somebody
it has
later.
So many songs on it. Dark and Wild does.
Yeah, it's a massive album. So Rain. Oh my God, this is such a good song. It's like jazzy and bluesy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like coffee house vibes a little bit, but it fits this like kind of alternative vibe that this album has going on. And like Let Me Know, it's a slower song, so it's less likely to be performed or to be heard, you know, in event settings. But it really has incredible vocals, and we have a video linked, so you guys have to go watch it. But
Wow. And I love that the jazzy, like bluesy feel. Like it really does have like coffee shop vibes. But yeah.
And you can hear like rain in the background of the song. So it, you know, kind of echoes the title. And it's kind of like a calm, soothing BTS song to listen to.
It's a chill song, yeah, if you're just like hanging out. But I have to agree that Rain is an underrated song. It doesn't get the love it deserves. It's an incredible song. Also, Dark and Wild, you've got like what we call Chucky Yoongi with the red hair. He just like reminds us of Chucky.
We love Chucky Yoongi.
So this next song, I think this is one of those like classic, like everyone can kind of agree is an underrated song, which is Hold Me Tight from The Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part One. So I really do think this is one of the more popular of the underrated songs. Like people know about it. Taeyong heavily worked on Hold Me Tight. It was one of the first songs that he really heavily worked on. But I would say that the general amount of ARMY finds the song to be underrated. And there's a couple of songs like that.
It's just one of those songs that it's so good. It's like what you said earlier. It's so, it's one of those songs that are so passionate and really the passion in this song comes through so much that no matter how much attention this song gets, it's going to be forever underrated because it still is not getting all of that it deserves.
It is forever going to be underrated. Yes, definitely. And this is one of those songs where when you do see it performed live, they're all standing up on the stage. They're not dancing. They're not doing anything. They're just really so passionate and just really focusing on the vocals and the lyrics and the rapping. And it's just a beautiful song. It's like so beautiful and gorgeous. It is definitely one of my all-time favorite songs.
Same for me. I absolutely, every time the song comes on, I'm like, yes, oh my God. So another underrated song from the same album we think is Moving On. This song is very sentimental and it's really fitting right now with this current album with Seven's theme, because this song is really looking over pre-debut and debut years. It's them kind of looking back and reflecting as they're like moving into a bigger, like a bigger shared living space together and, you know, like literally moving up in the world. And it is another one of those slower songs. So again, less likely to be performed, automatically underrated just in that it's probably never gonna, you know, it's just rarely performed live.
It is. And kind of like going back to what you were saying with like how fitting it is for like the Sevens theme right now. When we were watching this for research and we were like reading over the lyrics, we're like, wow, this is like, I didn't know that this song was so lyrically heavy. It's really just a reflection of them like living together and growing together. And it's crazy because they wrote a song like this back during The Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part One. So, I mean, that's like, what, 2015, 2016? That seems like forever ago. And here we are in 2020. And they're like kind of reflecting over everything now. But just to hear their reflection of their time way back then.
When it was such a short time.
Yeah. But it's just like them like growing up together. And the lyrics are so beautiful.
I mean, because already they had grown so much. And I think that's why this song is so underrated, because it's one of those that it's just authentically them and it's genuine and it shows, you know, it's their music and it's what they want to say and talk about. So another underrated song, and this is one that I'm not sure how underrated it actually is, because I do think it gets love, but I'll take any excuse to talk about this song, which is Love Is Not Over. Oh, Jungkook wrote this song a lot, and when I was getting wrecked by Jungkook during the fake love tear era for like a month and a half, where I was just so wrecked by him every single moment, I rediscovered this song, and then I found out he wrote it, and then I found, like, I listened to the whole thing, and oh my God, this song is so incredible. It's so passionate and heartfelt, and it's really rarely performed. I know a lot of people love it. There's a lot of love for this song, but it's gonna just kind of
agree.
Like,
I would agree that it's underrated. So I'm just going to say this now, like Kayla and I have had such opposite opinions on how to classify underrated, because I think underrated is like, it does get love, but it just doesn't like get stages. It doesn't get performed, and like we never really get to see it live. But like, and people, I think, really love
underrated
it.
Is like people aren't like talking about it, yeah. Or you know, it doesn't. It goes unnoticed, or you know, like whatever. Yeah,
yeah. But I'm like, there's some tracks that like probably deserve more love, but I wouldn't say it's like underrated. You know, so it was definitely challenging for us. But I think Love Is Not Over is definitely an underrated song. And so I'm glad that you talked about it and wanted to talk about it. So the next song for our underrated list is Autumn Leaves, which we would both agree that this song does get a lot of love. This is one of those more popular underrated songs that people... A lot of people say that this song is underrated, but it does get a lot of love. Like a lot of people really love Autumn Leaves. And I'm so excited that we're actually getting to talk about it, because Autumn Leaves, there was a streak for a while where I just listened to like this empty arena version of the song. And I just had it on loop for like an hour. And I just belted it every time I heard it, because it's just such an incredible song. So this song was heavily produced by Yoongi, and the production and the instrumentation for this song is just impeccable. Like, I feel that Autumn Leaves can easily be in like my top 10 favorite BTS songs ever. Mm-hmm. It's just so well done. This is one of those songs that will just, again, never receive enough praise and love, because truly everyone loves this song. It's like forever underrated. This song from start to finish, like it really builds so, so much. We doubt that BTS will ever perform this song again, but it stands the test of time and it deserves to be performed. It deserves a freaking music video, honestly. Mm-hmm. It is such an incredible song.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I discovered this song, I listened to it just on repeat and I was like, this is the perfect song. It's
perfect.
And I think a lot of people would say it's like one of their, it could be in like people's top 10 songs for BTS, you know, because it just really stands the test of time. But I think like, as far as getting performed and music, like what it should have gotten when it came out, it didn't get.
No, it didn't. Yeah. It didn't, but it's a great song. Some of the best production done for any song ever. Like, it's so well done.
Mm-hmm.
Praise.
So another song I think is underrated is Lost, which is the vocal line song on the Wings album. And I feel like mainly this song is underrated because there's just like Dark and Wild, Wings is massive and everybody has a solo track on it. So I think, you know, more attention went those ways, especially because all of the videos in that album. But this song definitely deserves to be talked about. It's one of my favorite songs on the Wings album. Mm-hmm. Like, it's slower, but it's still very pop. And it has great choreography, very sexy body rolls.
Oh, yes.
And the vocals are just incredible. Like, I love a song you can sing along to, and you can totally sing along to this one.
Yeah, I do think, going back to why it's underrated, I think it is a vocal line song only. So you don't have the rap line in it, which I think might contribute to why it goes unnoticed. But this song, the choreography, guys, like, watch a performance of it. It's, the song is beautiful. It is a little bit slower, but like in combination with the choreography and the vocals, like it really is such a blessing that we got a vocal line song that has choreography along with it. So it's a wonderful song. It's so beautiful. It's so passionate. I really wish that I could have gone to the Wings tour and had seen it performed live, because it is such a great song.
Mm-hmm.
So next is Pied Piper, which we really don't feel that people give this song enough love, but we do feel that it has been loved and that it was really something that it was a song that ARMY really wanted to see be performed. And so we did get a Pied Piper performance for Muster, and boy, were we not fucking ready for that. Like this these live footages of Pied Piper being performed at Muster is like too much. We've got like Jungkook practically making out with a microphone. We've got like body rolls. It's just, it's incredible, this whole performance. But yeah, I do think that like it's underrated because it really hasn't gotten a lot of stages. When they released Love Yourself Her, they didn't do any like comeback stages for Pied Piper. They didn't perform it at like the Love Yourself tour or anything like that. So I do think that they performed it for muster because like we wanted it. Like we yeah. love this song and we wanted it. A good way to kind of classify this song, like I think there's a couple songs like this for BTS where ARMY really, really loves the song, but they just don't perform it. But then they wait for like muster to have like a special kind of stage for it. Other songs that kind of go in the category of Pied Piper is like Home and Love Maze, because both songs are really, really loved. I am so shocked that Home did not get a comeback stage performance when they released yeah. Map of the Soul Persona. Like, I was really shocked by that. But and also Love Maze, like people really love Love Maze. Like Kayla, you particularly really love Love Maze. Mm-hmm. So I think these kind of songs go hand in hand where they are really loved, but underrated in a sense that like we most likely will never get to see them performed live.
It's a tragedy. I mean, really, like, they are such incredible songs, all three of these songs, Pied Piper, Home, Love Maze, and we had to beg, you know, ARMY for months and months, like on Twitter, on any social media, like just putting it out there, mm-hmm. please perform this song. And so by sheer willpower, we get this song performed at muster for us, and that's probably mm-hmm. all we're gonna get, you know? And
probably, which is so sad. I'm really sad about Home. I definitely don't think Home can be entirely considered as an underrated song because people love it, and without a doubt it's a total bop. Like, who doesn't vibe to it? Mm-hmm. But it like we said, it just never, I don't think I'll ever see Home performed, which is like really hurts. It really sucks. Yeah. Like, I want to see it. I want to see Pied Piper live. I want to see Love Maze live. But yeah, we put Pied Piper in because we just really felt that, especially with the backward lyrics of Pied Piper, you know, kind of when you read the lyrics of Pied Piper, you're a little like, I don't know quite what they're trying to say here. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I should be offended or what, because like we really are under this spell for BTS and to hear a song about it is a little like twisted, yeah. but we still love it, and I'm glad that we got a performance for
like
it.
Like breaking the fourth wall a little bit too much, like we know that we are, but we don't need to be told that we are, you know.
Exactly.
Another song that just never got its moment was C, and C was mm-hmm. the hidden track on Love Yourself Her. You know, I don't even give this song enough love, and I think that this is a great song. But this song really, they deal with themes of fear and losing success as quickly as they got it. And, you know, it just didn't make the cut for Love Yourself Her in that way. But I think that this song is so great. And just because it was a hidden track, I think it's like innately underrated. People didn't talk about it. People don't really think about it. I mean, there might be a new ARMY that may not even know about it just because
it's hidden. We don't talk about it. Yeah, it's a hidden track, and it definitely will never get a stage, you know, anything like that. But it is, I agree, very much an underrated song. This is one of the most underrated songs because with it being a hidden track and everything for Love Yourself Her, I just don't think it got the opportunity, or like, I guess like it wasn't brought forth a lot for us to really get to love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't get to.
Mm-hmm. So for our next, I guess, song, it's actually various songs. We decided that there is an entire album that is totally underrated. An entire album that's underrated. And
it might surprise you.
It's the Japanese album Face Yourself. And maybe we're a little biased here because Face Yourself came out when we were still kind of newer ARMYs. Like, our first comeback was Love Yourself Her. And so Face Yourself kind of came out along with this, like shortly after this. This album, truthfully, every song on it is incredible. I remember, like, this is one of those albums where I remember where I was in time in my life, like listening to this album in my car, like jamming along to it. I remember we were doing the podcast and people were requesting us talk about this entire album. Like, it yeah. is so great. So we have a couple songs that we just want to give a shout out from this album that, like, if you haven't gone and listened to this album and given it love, you absolutely need to, because it's just so great. Everything about it. Mm-hmm. So one of the songs is Don't Leave Me on the album. This one, I think, is a little bit more well known. A snippet of the song was actually teased because it's the original soundtrack for a remake of Signal, which is a Jade drama. So we got to hear just a little bit of it, and we heard like just a snippet of like Jin and Jimin's vocals. And oh my God, we were like, this song is incredible. Just from that little snippet, we were like, fuck, what is this song?
We were not fucking ready.
We were ready.
I remember when the song came out, like, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to learn this song right now, the whole thing, mm-hmm. because it just, it hit so hard. It's so good.
It's yeah. like, you hear Jin and Jimin belt Don't Leave Me and it's over. Like, you're done. Like, it's just so beautiful. It's so well done. This song seriously builds so much. By the end of the song, I feel like my heart rate is like 130. Like, definitely getting active minutes on our Fitbits at that point. Like, it's yeah. such a great song. I definitely remember the snippet. And then when we actually got to hear the full version, I'm like, this song doesn't stop. Like, it just keeps building and building. Mm-hmm. Another song in the album is Ring Wanderung, which is the intro for the album. So way back when, we actually talked about some of these songs. I don't even know what episode it was, but I went in.
No clue.
I went in depth on Ring Wanderung because I really loved it.
Your mind was blown. You were obsessed with this song.
Yeah, I was obsessed with this song and really a lot of the album, just because the production of it is a little bit more dreamy and like relaxed and like chill, like a little bit more of a chill vibe. But Ring Wanderung, we ended up looking into like what the meaning of that even meant, which I guess it means like being in the same spot, circling in the same area with no like real given direction, which I thought mm-hmm. was really interesting. And I also felt was very Namjoon-y, I'm sure. But it has amazing production. I just feel that it's very different from their usual stuff. Also, a lot of these songs have like snippets of like hints to future songs. So Ring Wanderung actually has Best of Me, like the lyrics Best of Me sampled into it, worked into the lyrics mm-hmm. of this song. So that's also what's really interesting about the Face Yourself Japanese album, is just kind of the hints to future songs.
Yeah, like Best of Me was remixed a little bit into this intro, and then Best of Me was like right after that on the song. So it really was a really cool mm-hmm. intro, like thinking that the music is like interwoven and blended like that. Mm-hmm. Such a cool, both of those songs, so great. Mm-hmm. Ring Wanderung is such a cool concept, and that song is so different from any other, you know, song like intros that they have. Truly. And I just mm-hmm. I like what it adds to the album. I like what it, you know, the thoughts that yeah. it provokes.
I just can't describe the production. Like, it's like a little lo-fi yeah. hip-hoppy, not really hip-hoppy mm-hmm. but like lo-fi dreamy, like echoey, just gorgeous. It's just like you yeah. just can vibe. You can really vibe to it.
You can really vibe. Another song from this album is Crystal Snow. This is really only performed at Japanese concerts. It just has beautiful lyrics from the vocal mm-hmm. line, and especially Jin. He is so highlighted in this song. He's just absolutely incredible. He has a high note at the end. This is just one that it deserves to be performed everywhere. Like, yeah. it's so good. And I think any of these that we're talking about from this Japanese album that, like, were performed at Japanese concerts, like, give them to the rest of us. Yeah. Like, we like those songs, too. Yeah. And they're so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
anyways. You know,
I feel like BTS makes these, they like purposely make these underrated songs where they're like, oh, we're going to have these like super special stages where we'll finally perform these songs that we know that they are going to absolutely fall in love with. Crystal Snow definitely being one of those. Crystal Snow, I just have to say, is one of the best, like it has one of the best vocals, really. Vocally, it is just stunning. It's impeccable. Jin's high note for sure. Like, guys, go watch it. Go listen to it.
You know, like this, what you just said made me think like, yes, they'll give us like one performance of these songs that they build in, like make them underrated because it makes it a commodity, you know, and it also makes that moment, that concert so special. Like,
that's why,
you know, we have special moments from the concerts from them that we went to that it's like that, oh, that's only the Fort Worth night too that that happened or whatever, you know, but like, it makes
this is why we want to go to Muster. This is why we want to fucking go to Muster, because Muster is like where this shit happens, where these underrated songs get performed.
Let's go next year. Okay.
Let's do it. All right. Yeah. It's definitely on our bucket list. We want to. It's going to be expensive, but I really want to.
So another song that's underrated on this album is Let Go. And this song is just so singable. The vocal line really kills it. And maybe, I mean, you could argue, oh, it's not underrated because there's choreography. But again, it's one of those that's like really only performed at Japanese concerts. But fuck, the performances were amazing. We wish that we had more. And this song, like, so this album came out in like April 4th, 2018. So they might have been like writing this song or working on it, you know, around the same time in January and end of December when they were, we know that they were thinking about disbanding during that time. And so for
them, the song is called Let Go.
And the song's like, called Let Go, and it's saying I'm ready to let go, and it's like it says it's time to say goodbye. Like, you know, and there's a lot of lyrics in the song that deal that I remember when the song came out, I was thinking, is this the end? Like, what's going on? And people were like afraid to talk about it. You know, it was like a topic that you weren't going to address on Twitter. You weren't even going to put that concept out there. But, you know, it all like it's in the past now at this point. But this song is just so good. It's really passionate and you can really feel what they're talking about. And it's great.
You definitely can. And it does have choreography. And when we went in to go record, we watched this Let Go performance. And we're like, wow, this performance is incredible. This song is incredible. Like, it really doesn't get as much love as it deserves.
No. Why aren't we talking about it still, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lastly, for the Face Yourself Japanese album, sorry guys, we clearly love this album and we think it's so underrated.
Well, we also think it's important, like new ARMYs, if you don't know, like maybe you don't even know that this album exists. About this
Japanese album, yeah, it's like incredible, so underrated. Like it was just too good of an album to be slept on right now. Like you should go and listen to it. The last song, this is a song that I really, really love from the album that I really do not think gets any love at all, is Outro Crack. I will have to say part of the reason I particularly think that this song like resonates with me is Taeyong's voice at the beginning of the song is like so dreamy, so sultry. Like it's like it's got that stereo sound where it's like just when I listen to it in my car, like his voice is just circling me like, oh, man. But really, this song is a dream. It is what I consider to be the perfect outro. It is an absolutely perfect outro. It samples Let Go, which to me, like when you're listening to it, you feel like you're in this like dreamlike state. And to be hearing let go, like, you know, and you hear Taeyong singing that revolving around you.
With kind of like jazzy instrumentation in the background too.
There's like this plucking like bloop, 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 bloop. Oh, I love it. But yeah, totally underrated. And I'll never, obviously it's a song that won't get performed because I don't really even know if it has all of the BTS members in it. but the production of it is incredible.
Yeah. That's a it's a great fucking song.
It's it's my favorite outro. Blue Side is up there, but
wow.
That's J-Hope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think me personally, one of the most underrated songs is 134340 or Pluto from Love Yourself Tear. Like, this fucking song, first of all, Love Yourself Tear is an incredible album, and there's so many, like, we loved every single song, you know,
every song,
but everything in this song regarding the lyrics and the production and the arrangement are just perfect. It has this really fun jazzy instrumentation. It's kind of upbeat, but at the same time seems super chill, so you really vibe to it. It has fantastic rap and vocals, and where are their performances? Where are the comeback stages? Where is even just a video of them sitting down for Armypedia performing this song? Like, this is such a good song. So many people love this song. Underrated.
Mm-hmm. Definitely underrated. To see that from like Love Yourself Tear that like Love Maze was performed and stuff like that, I'm like, but what about Pluto? Like, 134340 is, I think, one of the, when we go in to define what is underrated, 134340 is in that list for this sure.
This song is when it all came together for us, you guys. This is when we were like, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one and the next song that we're about to say here. This is when we were like, okay, these we can agree are definitely underrated. So the next song that we both agree is extremely underrated is Paradise.
Yeah.
Guys, this song has never been performed. Like, this is how has it never been performed? It is extremely sexy. It's windows down, good vibes, body rolling while listening. It has like, it's the full package. It has like kind of a call and response type of thing. We've got BTS singing in unison.
Oh, like the best.
Stop running from nothing, my friend. Like, guys, it deserved a comeback stage. It deserved just one performance of it. Like, what the hell? Why did we not even, we have at least one performance of 134340. But we have Zip Zero of Paradise, and it's seriously a sin.
This song should have been a big standout on the album. It should have been in the tour track list. This is such a fantastic song.
You know what? I think it's just Love Yourself Tear had that whole album, start to finish, is incredible. Every single freaking song on it. Mm-hmm. And I am just blown away that Paradise really did not get any sort of performance. Like, maybe there's a performance out there that I don't know about, but I really cannot recall.
You know, any of these songs, you guys, that we say, oh, there's not any performances or there's only a couple, if you know of more, like, send them to us. But we didn't see any, you know, and
or very few.
Yeah.
But guys, truthfully, I think my ultimate number one, my number one underrated song for sure is Paradise. Like, it pains me to talk about it because it's such an incredible song. And I really have no idea what BTS and Big Hit were thinking when they were like, oh, this song is a total bop, but let's just not
ever perform it
for it.
Yeah.
It will just only ever have its time on the album.
And that's it.
And that's it.
We'll never discuss it. We'll never.
Never.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Here's a song that I think is underrated is Trivia Love. And you might say, why? Because it was performed at concerts all over the world. How could it possibly be underrated? Because it didn't get as much love as the other trivias. I said it. Mm-hmm. I'm calling everybody out, including us. Okay.
I agree.
Where are the fan cams? Where are the viral fan cams for Namjoon for Trivia Love? Okay. How many fan cams of Hosok did you see? Hosok in all different colored suits, in the sexy glasses, just vibing on the stage, owning it. Mm-hmm. How many viral Seesaw fan cams were there?
Okay. So many viral Seesaw fan cams, yeah.
Where are they? For Trivia Love. This song is so great. Yeah. First of all, if you don't remember, this song was made for concerts. Namjoon made this song to have an interactive experience with Love, with ARMY at a concert.
Yeah. That's what's heartbreaking about it too, is that he like went in front, he specifically said he didn't want like a kind of melancholy song, which is typically the types of songs that he ends up writing for himself. He wanted to write a song to have interaction with ARMY and have fun with ARMY mm-hmm. at the concerts. And it definitely got outshined by Just Dance and Seesaw. And I am so happy that we are bringing attention to it here and now, because it is underrated. It's an incredible song. It's so fun. I have a very vivid memory ingrained in my mind of Namjoon performing this song yeah. because like I'll just forever vision that duster he was wearing mm-hmm. and just him like bouncing around on the second stage, just having fun with ARMY. Mm-hmm. It's a super fun, loving song, and it really does not get the love that it really does deserve.
I mean, obviously I agree with everything that you're saying. I think that this song is so underrated and definitely deserves more love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And lastly, for our list of underrated songs is Jamais Vu, which made its first appearance on Map of the Soul Persona, and then again on Map of the Soul 7. It is a wonderful subunit that ARMY could have never expected mm-mm. or even asked for, which is Jin, Jungkook, and J-Hope. And really, guys, the harmony of their voices together was just like, we would have never expected it, but man, did we need it.
This subunit is amazing. And I love the lyrics and that they draw parallels between the real world and like video game or virtual reality world. And like in an ultimate search for meaning and purpose and healing and remedy. And I just love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely cried to this song on multiple occasions, because when you listen to it, it is very healing. It has this, it's kind of sentimental. It makes you, the way that the melody goes, it really does have this like refreshing, like kind of starting over, like contemplating on something that maybe you're going through a hard time, that you can have some sort of resolution or just like feel better mm-hmm. about the situation. I remember when this song came out, everyone was like, Jamais Vu, what is that? I remember when we did our album review for Map of the Soul Persona, we're like, what does Jamais Vu mean? So it's really just kind of like the opposite mm-hmm. of deja vu.
Which can be a hard concept to, I feel like that's a difficult concept to wrap your mind around, because everyone knows deja vu. It's like you feel like you've experienced this moment before. But Jamais Vu is the opposite of that, yeah. feeling like, you should know, you should understand, you should, yeah. you know, remember this experience, but you don't.
Yeah.
But
where you're in a very familiar environment, but it feels foreign. Mm-hmm. You're like, wait.
So,
yeah, which is not many people, I don't think, experience that. The only time I've experienced something like that was when I've been having panic attacks, where it's like, I'm in a very familiar environment, but all of a sudden everything seems very foreign mm-hmm. and like strange. And I feel like kind of like out of body, like and it's like not a good feeling for me, because obviously it's in the midst of a panic attack, yeah. but like it is a hard concept to understand.
I think like how I understood it finally was when somebody was like, it's kind of like what I was reading an article or something, and it's really like what Alzheimer's and dementia patients experience mm-hmm. all the time, where you're just mm-hmm. having that loss of memory and those gaps where you're like, what is going on? I should know. I know, like my grandpa, mm-hmm. he should know that he's sitting in his home that he's lived in for, you know, 30 years, but he doesn't yeah. recognize it, you know, he doesn't know where mm-hmm. he is at in the home or something like that. So yeah. that's Jamais Vu. So it's really deep and it's really intriguing as a song. And the subunit was an interesting choice, but it worked so perfectly.
Yeah. It is so healing. And I love that, and this is common for BTS songs, but I love the feel that Jamais Vu delivers when J-Hope's verse comes in, and it comes from this melancholy to kind of a more upbeat, hopeful feel after his verse comes in, and like the beat really picks up. Yeah. It's an uplifting song, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Which they do really well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, after kind of doing this research and just really getting the opportunity to talk about a bunch of songs that ultimately we personally love and think that they obviously have not gotten the love that they deserve, you know, we're fangirls forever. Like, we found ourselves fangirling a little bit and just feeling like, wow, BTS really is so incredible. They have such a wide variety of songs, but they really, you know, stick to their themes and their core things that they talk about. And we kind of see that through so many different of these underrated songs.
Yeah, we're definitely fangirls forever. Like, going back and seeing that comeback stage for Jump, I'm like, wow, I love them start to finish, infinity. Like, I will love them forever. Mm-hmm.
Or even, oh my God, watching the Like comeback stage, the debut stage.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I was like, why weren't we standing then? What were we doing in 2013, you know? We know what we were doing.
Being dumb, not standing up.
But it's fine.
Wow. Yes. This was so great. I'm glad that you guys all voted on this for the bonus episode. It was one of those, honestly, when we put out the poll, we were like, oh, this has got to be the one that's going to win. Mm-hmm. Like, we just knew it because there's so many underrated songs that all of us want to talk about that just doesn't deserve or that just doesn't get the love that it deserves. Mm-hmm. And so it was an episode that was long overdue for sure.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Did we hit songs that you think are underrated? Did we miss any? Like, reach out to us on social media. Let us know, you know, did you agree with us? Did you have a different thing in mind when we were discussing underrated episode or underrated songs? Let us know. Reach out to us. Email us. DM us, tweet at us, whatever. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian. And we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+ and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.